Wondering how to keep your flirtation game strong and subtle as an older man? Today, we're breaking down the art of subtle flirtation that really resonates with women. I'll guide you through the nuances that make all the difference, ensuring your approach is both respectful and irresistible. We'll uncover tactics that blend maturity with charm, perfectly suited for an experienced gentleman. Stick around for our bonus tip at the end, where we'll unveil a key insight that seamlessly integrates everything we've discussed. You won't want to miss this. 1. Embracing sophistication. Embracing sophistication as an older man is like unlocking a secret level in the game of life where your age and experience are your superpowers. This isn't about fading into the background. It's about standing out for all the right reasons. Your years have given you stories, insights, and a depth of knowledge that can make conversations infinitely more interesting. Use these as your tools to engage and captivate. When it comes to style, the goal is elegance and class. Forget chasing after the latest trends meant for the younger crowd. Opt for timeless pieces that speak to your maturity and confidence. A well-tailored suit, a classic watch, and quality shoes are not just items of clothing. They are statements of who you are. They tell the world you know your worth and you're comfortable in your skin. And here's a tip: always dress for the occasion. Whether it's a casual coffee date or a formal dinner, showing up in attire that fits the event shows respect for yourself and the company you keep. Let your life's journey reflect in your interactions and your appearance. There's a fine line between being dated and being distinguished. Walk that line with the confidence of someone who's seen a thing or two and knows exactly how to navigate the waters of life with grace. This isn't just about making an impression. It's about leaving a lasting impact. 2. The power of wit. A well-timed joke or a playful tease can work wonders, cutting through the initial awkwardness and lighting up the conversation. It's about showcasing your intelligence and sense of humor without coming off as trying too hard. Think of wit as your verbal dance, one where you lead with confidence, but always stay attuned to the rhythm of the dialogue. Incorporating playful teasing and lighthearted jokes requires a bit of finesse. It's not about mocking or belittling. Rather, it's finding those moments where humor can add sparkle to your interaction. For instance, if she mentions a quirky hobby, playfully ask if it's the secret to her charm. It's a compliment wrapped in a joke, showing you're paying attention while keeping the mood buoyant. Remember, the key is customization. Tailor your humor to the conversation and the person you're with. What works with one person might not with another, so it's crucial to read the room. Pay attention to how she responds to different types of humor and adjust accordingly. If she laughs and reciprocates, you're on the right track. Above all, let your wit be a bridge, not a barrier. Use it to reveal bits of your personality and invite her to do the same. Humor, when used thoughtfully, can create a connection that feels both exciting and genuine. It's not just about making her laugh, it's about making her feel seen and appreciated, all while enjoying the dance of dialogue together. 3. Mastering the art of listening. Mastering the art of listening is like discovering a secret ingredient that transforms good conversations into great ones. It's not just about hearing the words, it's about showing genuine interest in what the other person has to say. This approach makes the conversation not just an exchange of words, but a meaningful interaction that can forge deeper connections. To truly listen is to focus entirely on the other person, putting aside your thoughts and responses until they've finished speaking. It's about engaging with their stories, asking thoughtful questions that encourage them to share more. For instance, if they talk about a recent trip, ask what excited them the most about the place. This shows you're not just listening, but you're also interested in their experiences and feelings. Active listening also involves paying attention to nonverbal cues. A nod, a smile, or a look of surprise can convey that you're fully present in the conversation. It's these small gestures that say, "I value what you're sharing with me." Remember, the goal is to make the conversation about the other person, making them feel valued and understood. It's not about waiting for your turn to speak, but about creating a space where they feel comfortable and eager to open up. By putting these active listening techniques into practice, you not only show respect for the other person's perspective, but also cultivate a rapport that's based on genuine interest and mutual respect. It's a subtle yet powerful way to deepen connections, proving that sometimes the best way to be heard is to listen. I hope this conversation is resonating with you. If it is, could I ask for a bit of support? A simple like, a comment, or hitting that subscribe button goes a long way. Thank you. 4. Cultivating nonverbal cues. Body language, eye contact, and subtle gestures can communicate your interest and attentiveness more powerfully than words ever could. It's about the art of showing you're engaged and present, all without crowding the other person's space. A simple yet effective strategy is maintaining appropriate eye contact. It signals you're focused and interested. However, the key is not to overdo it. Sustained eye contact is compelling, but staring can be uncomfortable. Aim for a balance that feels natural, allowing your gaze to break naturally before re-engaging. Your posture also plays a crucial role. Leaning in slightly shows interest, but respect personal space to ensure comfort. Mirroring their body language can subtly indicate alignment and rapport, but it should feel organic, not mimicked. Remember the power of a warm smile or a gentle nod. These gestures reinforce your attentiveness and affirm what the other person is saying, fostering a deeper connection. The essence of mastering nonverbal communication lies in being mindful of the signals you're sending and receiving. It's about creating a comfortable space where intrigue and interest can flourish naturally. By paying attention to these silent cues, you're not just participating in a conversation, you're enriching it with layers of understanding and empathy. This nuanced approach to interaction highlights your sophistication and attentiveness, making every silent gesture a part of the captivating dance of connection. 5. Developing shared interests. It starts with the willingness to explore and share your passions while being open to discovering the interests of others. This mutual exploration can lead to exciting conversations and activities that bring you closer, forging a bond based on common ground. The first step is to share your own interests genuinely. Whether it's a love for jazz music, a passion for gardening, or an interest in photography, sharing these parts of your life invites the other person to do the same. This exchange can reveal surprising overlaps or new interests you can explore together. Being open to new experiences is crucial. Show enthusiasm for trying out their hobbies or suggestions. It's not just about the activity itself, but about showing you value their interests and are willing to step into their world. This willingness to explore new territories together can significantly deepen your connection. Suggesting activities or conversations around these shared interests can be as simple as attending a music concert together, planning a garden, or taking a photography class together. These shared experiences not only enrich your relationship, but also create lasting memories. Developing shared interests is about more than just finding common hobbies. It's a way to show curiosity, enthusiasm, and a genuine interest in the journey of getting to know each other better. This approach not only strengthens your bond, but also adds a rich layer of excitement and discovery to your interactions. 6. The art of complimenting. Mastering the art of complimenting is about recognizing and appreciating the unique qualities of another person. It's about making your compliments as personal and meaningful as possible, going beyond the surface to acknowledge someone's personality, intellect, or specific actions. This level of appreciation shows that you've really taken the time to notice what makes them special. When giving compliments, focus on the details. Instead of a general, "you're great," pinpoint what exactly makes them great in your eyes. Maybe it's their sense of humor, the way they handle difficult situations with grace, or their knack for making everyone feel included. These specific compliments not only feel more sincere, but also highlight that you value their character and actions. However, a word of caution: avoid over-complimenting. Showering someone with too many compliments can come off as insincere or overwhelming. It's about finding the right balance and ensuring that your compliments are genuine. Remember, a single heartfelt compliment is worth more than a dozen generic ones. Sincerity is key. Make sure your compliments come from a place of genuine appreciation. This authenticity resonates with people, making your words more impactful. By focusing on meaningful and thoughtful compliments, you foster a deeper connection, making the person feel truly seen and valued. It's a simple yet powerful way to enrich your interactions, creating a positive atmosphere of mutual respect and admiration. Bonus tip: the principle of patience. Here's our bonus tip, one that ties all our advice together beautifully: the principle of patience. In the world of building attraction and connection, patience is not just a virtue, it's a necessity. Rushing the process can lead to forced interactions and superficial connections. Remember, genuine bonds develop over time, not overnight. Patience allows you to savor every step of getting to know someone. It's about enjoying the journey, with all its twists and turns, rather than racing towards a destination. This approach not only takes the pressure off, but also opens up a space where authentic feelings can grow. It's in those unhurried moments that you find genuine laughter, shared secrets, and mutual understanding. Subtlety and patience are key. They show that you respect the natural pace at which a connection evolves. It's about letting things unfold in their own time, showing interest without overwhelming the other person. This patience signals that you value quality over speed and depth over breadth. So take your time. Let conversations and shared experiences naturally deepen your connection. The strongest bonds are often those that took time to build. By embracing patience, you're not just waiting. You're investing in the foundation of a relationship that's built to last. Enjoy the process and let the destination surprise you. Now that you know those subtle flirtation tips, what's next for you? Discover what younger women do when they find you attractive, or learn how to spot her flirtatious signals. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.